Have them manufacture it, stick a custom label on it for you, and presto, new product. This latter example is often referred to as private labeling. Have you ever seen a chiropractor's office with its own line of vitamin products, or the Kirkland brand at Costco? Private labeling in action. It is true that we'll be testing market response without manufacturing, but if the test is successful, manufacturing is the next step. This means we need to keep in mind setup costs, per unit costs, and order minimums. Innovative gadgets and devices are great, but often require special tooling, which makes the manufacturing startup costs too expensive to meet our criteria. Putting mechanical devices aside and forgetting about welding and engineering, there is one class of product that meets all of our criteria, has a manufacturing lead time of less than a week in small quantities, and often permits not just an 8 to 10 times markup, but a 20 to 50 times markup. No, not heroin or slave labor. Too much bribing and human interaction required. Information. Information products are low cost, fast to manufacture, and time-consuming for competitors to duplicate. Consider that the top-selling non-information infomercial products, whether exercise equipment or supplements, have a useful lifespan of 2 to 4 months before imitators flood the market. I studied economics in Beijing for 6 months and observed firsthand how the latest Nike sneaker or Callaway golf club could be duplicated and on eBay within a week of first appearing on shelves in the United States. This is not an exaggeration, and I am not talking about a look-alike product. I mean an exact duplicate for 1/20th the cost. Information, on the other hand, is too time-consuming for most knockoff artists to bother with when there are easier products to replicate. It's easier to circumvent a patent than to paraphrase an entire course to avoid copyright infringement. Three of the most successful television products of all time, all of which have spent more than 300 weeks on the infomercial top 10 bestseller lists, reflect the competitive and profit margin advantage of information products. No down payment, Carlton Sheets. Attacking Anxiety and Depression, Lucinda Bassett. Personal Power, Tony Robbins. I know from conversations with the principal owners of one of the above products that more than $65 million worth of information moved through their doors in 2002. Their infrastructure consisted of fewer than 25 in-house operators, and the rest of the infrastructure, ranging from media purchasing to shipping, was outsourced. Their annual revenue per employee is over $2.7 million plus. Incredible. On the opposite end of the market size spectrum, I know a man who created a low-budget how-to DVD for less than $200 and sold it to owners of storage facilities who wanted to install security systems. It's hard to get more niche than that. In 2001, selling DVDs that cost $2 to duplicate for $95 a piece through trade magazines, he made several hundred thousand dollars with no employees.